Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in the world. This is Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Technologies. Welcome to this Chip Chat. I'm joined today by CTO and co-founder Stefan Demmel of Decentric. Welcome, Stefan.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
So outside of Intel and a couple of leading cryptography companies in the world, not many people know about Decentric. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and Decentric?
Sure. So my background is in cryptography and privacy technologies. And for most of my career, I was working on software to enable mobile phone operators to run analytics on their customer data. And now I'm the technical co-founder of Decentric, as you mentioned, and we are a startup based in Switzerland. And we are a software company that has the mission to be the catalyst of the data economy by making data collaboration simple and safe. Safe due to the fact that no raw level data needs to be shared anymore, and simple as a consequence of this because we take away all the complex processes around data collaboration we are facing today.
Tell us how Decentric is involved in confidential computing and why our listeners should know about confidential computing.
Yeah, we at Decentric, we see that confidential computing is really shifting the paradigm of cloud computing that we know today. I think most of the listeners of the podcast specifically will be aware of that. For many years, we have access to technology that allows us to protect data at rest and while it is in transit, like HTTPS. But confidential computation is now pushing this and finally gives us the missing piece and closes the loop such that we can protect data also while it is in use. And why is this important? With encryption use, we can basically offload computation to any remote machine that we don't really trust. And we can also prove that no data is going to leak even while computations on this remote machine are being executed. And until now, confidential computation has been a topic that has been most of academic interest. But thanks to modern trust execution hardware like Intel software guard extensions, companies like us have now really access to this technology, to encryption use, and we also have access to it at scale. And I'm mentioning at scale here because we are obviously not the only company that is convinced that confidential computing has some significant potential. Together with other tech companies like Intel, Microsoft, and Google, we founded the Confidential Computation Consortium under the Linux Foundation. And this now gave the entire topic of confidential computing a real momentum. For instance, we now see large cloud providers like Azure offering SGX-enabled infrastructure in large scale, but also the adoption of technology out of this technology and then several different use cases from key management to AI.
Can you talk about how you've built your Avato platform and what are some of the common challenges and usages it addresses?
People often say that data is the new oil. And in our experience, this actually could not be further from the truth. Oil is purely consumable. So after using it once, it's gone. And so it's clearly, this is not the case for data usage. Data can be replicated for free and can be transferred around without costs and so on. So that means that currently there's no way today to benefit from data or trained machine learning model without loss of control. And this also depletes the data's long-term value for the original data owner and also the massive security risk for data sharing in general. And this is exactly the problem we are solving by embracing confidential computing. With Avato, we want to enable data collaboration between multiple untrusted parties in an end-to-end encrypted environment. And we can guarantee, thanks to confidential computing, that nobody, including us, Decentric, will have access to the raw data or have access to the raw level data. In addition, data owners can get a proof of the exact computation or data processing that will be done on their data, including a proof of deletion at the very end, right? And then this way, we allow confidential analytics between siloed data sets, but also more advanced applications like privacy-preserving machine learning.
Can you talk a little bit about how you've engaged with Intel and how your team takes advantage of software guard extensions?
Yes, there are multiple technologies out there that are being considered to enable confidential computing, but we at Decentric consider Intel Software Guard Extension are the most mature solution that's currently out there. It offers us the required performance needed for really enabling real-world use cases, but also gives strong security guarantees. And especially to mention that SGX provides remote attestation, which is crucial for us as it allows external parties to verify the specific computation being executed on the chip. And then all of this makes Intel SGX a cornerstone of our Avato platform. And we're also looking forward to the upcoming models like the Gideon E family, which even have improved capabilities on Intel SGX and are even better suited for our needs.
So when you think of chain of custody, you think of full audit trail capabilities of data, where does Decentrix start to build your platforms to make that all make sense for the challenges that chief information security officers have today?
As I mentioned before, my background and also the company's background is more coming from the cryptography side of things. So we worked on like purely cryptographic solutions to address the problem I described. And there we were facing a lot of challenges with the people you mentioned, because obviously like fancy or moon math cryptography is really hard to audit. And sometimes just a handful of people maybe are even able to really audit the protocol, and even less maybe than are able to audit that the specific protocol has also been implemented correctly. And that's actually how we came to trusted execution hardware, right? Because here we really have the root of trust with Intel. It was basically sealing that key into CPUs. And from that, we basically build on top of, and then just follow this chain of trust, right? So all the critical pieces along the software stack are open source. We see this from the provisioning platforms like Azure, which have their open Enclave SDK. And also from our side, the real key ingredients on the chain of trust will be open source to basically allow the SIOs you mentioned to fully verify the guarantees that SGX brings on the table.
Why don't you talk about how you've had some customer successes and how they've taken advantage of the insights that your platform's delivered?
So for instance, we have a client which is in the business of supply chain insurance and insures logistics companies. And ideally, that insurer would have access to all the data out there, right? Super fine-grained information, precise location of all the goods, next stops, type and quantity of the load, and so on, right? And this would allow him to offer new products like just-in-time insurance or insuring the current value in distribution centers. But also risk models could be further improved or first damage assessment could be done faster. And however, today, the logistics companies are, for a good reason, reluctant to share this high-resolution data. It's very business-sensitive. And this is an example where then Avato comes in. Because using our technology stack, the insurance company can now provide guarantees to these data vendors, right, to these data owners, that they can share their data without giving full access to any raw-level information to the insurance company. The insurance company can also prove that the data is only being used for aggregated statistics specifically for that use case. And having these guarantees in mind and making the logistic companies much more comfortable to share this data with the insurance company. And these type of use cases where multiple parties come together, want to collaborate, but there's no trust yet established, and going through a third party that provides this trust or like legal contracts is just seen as a major roadblock towards scaling, is the sweet spot of our technology.
It really begins to change the nature of supply chain in general, chain of custody. It's a wonderful use case. Can you give us, our listeners, an insight into your thoughts into the future?
The data is just getting richer and richer and more juicy, right? And that's why I'm convinced that, like, these organizational measures, which are also purely educational sometimes with, like, clicking a box or getting consent, is not the way to go here, right? And we really need technology to have hard guarantees how data is being used and that having authorization, authentication of data processing and when it is being deleted and things like that, right? And I have the feeling that confidential computation is really the missing piece here that just hasn't been around for the last years. And now with Intel SGX and similar technologies, we suddenly are able to really make this work, right? And offer a purely technological solution to this problem.
Where can we find out more information about Decentrix?
I think the best way to learn more about Decentrix is to check out our website, which is decentric.ch. We also have a nice video there that explains Avato and the APIs that we provide and how it is being integrated with the typical frameworks around data analytics and the machine learning stack. This raises interest. Obviously, drop us an email. Very much appreciated.
And I'd also like to say, look for the work that Intel and Decentric do together to be featured on our Intel security site as well for the Data Platforms Group. So on behalf of Stefan Demmel, CTO and co-founder of Decentric, my name is Jake Smith. This has been Chip Chat. The key to sensitive data analytics is encrypted in an enclave. Wherever you are in the world, we wish you a good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.